96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The start of 2026 means some Wisconsinites are now wondering whether they can afford their health care. Congress failed to extend enhanced Affordable Care Act tax credits, which help people who buy their plans on the marketplace. More than 300,000 Wisconsinites get their coverage through healthcare.gov, and more than 90% of them qualified for these discounts. Often, these are people who don't have a traditional employer who can offer a plan, like farmers, small business owners, and people who work for themselves. On average, people saved $600 a month through these tax credits, but now some premiums are doubling or even tripling. Vaishu Jawahar with Health Policy Group Protect Our Care.
Most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and just one illness or hospital visit could bankrupt them under these GOP plans.
With these tax credits in effect, only 8% of Americans were uninsured. Jawahar says under the Republican-led health plan signed last month, unaffordable health insurance will force many to forego coverage altogether. Thad Schumacher, a pharmacist from Fitchburg, says his pharmacy serves a lot of families affected by high healthcare costs. And now nearly 110,000 people could be at risk of losing their coverage. For a 45-year-old in Wisconsin making $62,000 a year, their premium could reach up to $2,800 a month.
For many of our patients, that's the kind of increase that means they're going to skip appointments, start rationing medication, and make choices that ultimately lead to worse outcomes and poor health. And not to mention, when we do get around to taking care of those folks, it's more expensive for everyone.
Supporters of the Lower Healthcare Premiums for All Americans Act, led by House Republicans, say it'll cut costs, protect small businesses from overreach, and make healthcare more affordable by tackling middlemen. They contend Democratic efforts would have increased spending. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
Trevon Diggs is now a Packer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Defensive back Trevon Diggs is in Green Bay and practicing with the team. The 27-year-old cut by the Cowboys after five seasons in Dallas. Diggs says after he got the call from the Packers, the first person he called was his friend and former teammate Micah Parsons.
He told me, you know, it's work. It's a lot different. You know, he said I'm going to like it a lot and I'm going to enjoy it. And so far I've been enjoying it a lot. My first day was out there today and, you know, I had a lot of fun and, you know, it's a great thing to be here.
You want to play Sunday? Can you play Sunday?
Yeah.
The Packers play the Vikings in Minnesota Sunday at noon. Matt LaFleur has decided to start third-string quarterback Clayton Tune and rest Jordan Love and others to get ready for the postseason. Basketball tonight, the Bucks at home against the Charlotte Hornets. College hoops, the Badgers host Purdue tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a light breeze and a high in the low teens this afternoon, right around 12 for a high today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 4 above for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a little light snow and a high of 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.